A new film about an impossible rescue mission dives deep into the ocean.
Diver, in the water at 300 feet. Bell, do you copy?
Comms check.
Based on a true story, Last Breath follows a team of divers servicing an underwater pipeline. During a rough storm, one of them is trapped at the bottom of the ocean with oxygen quickly running out.
Your umbilical, it's gonna snap. I will come back for you, but you have to get yourself back to the top. I can't rescue you if I can't find you.
These rescue movies always struggle to balance between reality and Hollywood flash. Too much flash and you have a silly over-the-top Michael Bay movie. Too much reality and you couldn't drown the audience in minutia.
The thrusters have gone offline.
How many?
All of them.
For the most part, Last Breath presents a realistic rescue mission, which is commendable, but it threatens to undercut the thrills and dangers. It doesn't over-sensationalize, but the detail does get a bit much at times.
We'll have to take control of the ship manually.
If we make a mistake, we put the entire ship at risk.
Come on!
The cast is good, though they're saddled with a rough script that dumps character exposition at the start before settling into basic archetypes. Still, they do the best with what they've got.
There is no more slack.
That's everything I've got!
I'm not a huge fan of movies like this, and some clunky editing results in awkward pacing. But if you're into films about the triumph of the human spirit and all that jazz, you should enjoy this one.
Brace for impact.
Last Breath gets 3 scuba tanks out of 5. I'm Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.